You do represent Coughlin?
Mr. Zaka, yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Zaka.
What is the latest news from him?
Well, yesterday he spoke to Omar, and he's on his 30th day of hunger strike. He's very ill. He's weak. And he continues to tell us that he will stay on this hunger strike as long as necessary. And, of course, we hope he doesn't have to stay on this hunger strike much longer, if at all, frankly. But he's committed to doing this, and to him it's just an issue of raising awareness so that he can come home, rejoin with his family, and even hopefully help others. He's always talking about not just himself. He talks about the other people who are there with him, and so he knows about the other people who are there. So hopefully today's hearing, the resolution that calls for their release, but also calls for international cooperation, helps achieve that goal, and he can stop his hunger strike.
Is he physically fit to go on?
The hunger strike is not an easy thing to do. This is his fifth one. He's told us that he feels very, tired, but determined. So it's this duality that keeps him going and the thought of being reunited with his family. But he did tell us 2 weeks ago, very clearly, for him it's an issue of liberty or death. And he told us that several times.
Any action or reaction from the Iranian judiciary people about his case?
We're in contact with the Iranians, the Lebanese, and the Americans on this. And all I can say publicly is that we hope to hear more than we have been hearing. The Iranians have been extremely closed on the issue of the legal process. I have not been allowed any access whatsoever, not even to his lawyers. His lawyers have been ordered not to talk to me. In fact, Nizar, when they know we're talking to him, he's punished for talking to his lawyers, an American lawyer. So the Iranians in the legal front, I don't think I know, it's not been a proper judicial proceeding that's been open. In fact, in America, we have a phrase called star chamber, and it's very star chamber-like, where you can't confront your accuser. You're being just charged with something and you can't defend yourself. So on that front, we say that it leaves much to be desired, and we just want the Iranians to tell us, what do you want? Because they haven't told us that. If they were to tell us what we want, then we can have a discussion, but they're not doing that. They do communicate with us, but it's very general, very vague. We're not being very specific. So we'd like some specificity so we can try to reach an unconditional release for Mr. Zaka and help the others as well.
Thank you, Mr. Garcia.
Thank you very much.